There's only one way to God.
Shining new Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, Lord. You're God so good. God bless you.
If you have your Bible tonight, I'd like to just put a something in your mind and heart tonight. Praise God. Sometimes the scripture is like a dessert. You don't need a big slice for it to be good. Some of those desserts are so packed with so much goodness in them, you don't need it to be oversized. Sometimes you just need that bite size. Psalm 62, and we're going to read verse 11 in the great word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 62 and verse 11. That was one scripture-filled love letter from Dad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. There'll be nobody to accuse us of being a non-scriptural church. Praise God. Amen. Psalm 62 and verse 11 says, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. I'm going to read that one more time. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. When God speaks up for himself and says, I am, you can trust it. You can believe in it. You can hope in it. You can be comforted by it. The question is, will you war by it? See, we can learn all the stuff that we learn about serving God, but there's just that something about when we have to confront and we have to face and we have to endure. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, if you will turn your eyeballs there, I would like to read a verse that we all know. I just hope we all have. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now we do preach and teach that the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. That the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. It's not a third entity of God. It's not a little bitty God of God. It is God. And it makes no difference what philosopher doesn't get it. God isn't who he is based on whether you get it or not. No more than the sun rises in the east and sets in the west based upon your feelings about it or your understanding about it. Praise the Lord. What God has set in motion is not bound by man's ability to get it. Hallelujah. He is who he is, and that won't change. Praise the Lord. All power belongs to God. I'm going to stick with the message tonight. Hallelujah. All power belongs to God. And then this God that said, all power belongs to me, said, you shall receive power. After that, I fill your soul. Because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Praise the Lord. And if the Spirit of God is in you, then what's in you is power. Amen. And you receive power, what? To become sons of God. Now we turn in the word of the Lord. All power belongs to God. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Hallelujah. Turn there, then we're going to have prayer for Brother Roten's pastor. And we're going to see God do something good for him. Hallelujah. Let me just get my tag. That's why we have them. Amen. So let's pray for Brother Dan, bachelor, critically ill and needs our prayer right now. Amen. Lord, would you just bless Brother Dan? Hallelujah. Lord, there's a lot of things we want to say right now about our brother. But God, you know all things. We just lift up Brother Dan in your care. We just ask for your mighty hand to do what only a mighty hand can do. In Jesus' name. And be where we cannot, but our prayers, God, were going unto the one who is where Brother Dan is. Hallelujah, Lord, lift up your countenance upon him and bring a good report of the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's the God we serve. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, a God who has all power. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Praise the Lord. Not some of it. He said, all of it's mine. Amen. The next time you and I face something in life, we got to face it with all power belongs to God. And we got to stop buying into this propaganda stuff that says we don't have power, we can't overcome. That's not the speech. That's not the language of God. It's not the language of the church. It's not the language of the doctrine that we say we live by. Our doctrine is go out there and kick some behind and live for God and win. It doesn't say go into a hole and be kept there. We didn't receive power to become a bunch of rabbits hiding from the hawks of this life. Praise the Lord. We received power so that we could have what we need to confront the things that confront us. It doesn't mean it's not going to be a struggle. There's not going to be a fight. That's why the scripture teaches us to fight the good fight of faith, right? 1 Timothy chapter 6. Praise God. Verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. That doesn't always feel good. It's not always an easy thing to do. It says fight. Fight the good fight of faith. It's just easier to fight when you know what you've got. When you know you have the whole armor of God. And you're not walking out there feeling like you got a shield made out of tinfoil. Praise the Lord. No, he's armed you. You're so armed, you're more armed than an armored tank. Listen to the word of God. You come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you with the one who says, all power is mine. I come to you in the name of the one who says, only all power. Power only belongs to God. So that must mean you're powerless because I'm coming in the name of all power. We've got to see it this way because that's the way it really is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I love the word of God. I love the thoughts of God. I love his philosophy of life. I love his attitude. I love his persona. I love how he sees stuff. Because he's the one that walks up to the rabbit hole and says, what are you doing in there? There's a hawk out there. All right, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Let's read verse 6 as well. So these are the three verses on my heart here tonight. All power, that power only belongs to God. And you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. In this verse here, in verse 7, I'll get to it. But, wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is what, according to Acts 1:8? Power. That you stir up the power. Hallelujah. That you stir up the power which is in you, as he said to Timothy, by the putting on of my hands. He said, I laid hands on you, and God filled you with the power. That's what it's translated as the preachers have often commented on in Acts 1 and 8. Dunamis, that means dynamite. Praise God. That just amazes me. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood, God just says, walk up and blow him up. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we just don't think that way because we're always the one getting blown up. Would to God it would help if we'd actually become Christians with a Christian mindset. If the scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, there's a lot in the mind of Christ, including learning how to win. For I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you. For God, has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? What are you afraid of? Praise God. What are you afraid of? What in your life has got you hiding in a rabbit hole? What's going on in between your two ears that's convincing you you don't have what it takes to win? Doesn't the scripture teach us that no weapon against us shall prosper? When people read all those fancy scriptures from the prophets and hold on to it to make themselves feel good, those are not feel-good scriptures. Those are warring scriptures. Paul told Timothy that those prophecies that went on before you, he said, war by them. He didn't say survive by them. He said war by them. He called him in 2 Timothy 2, he called him a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He didn't say a refugee. He didn't say a civilian caught in fire, crossfire. He said a soldier. He said war. He said labor. He said fight. David did not join in the sad song that day on the battlefield when everyone came back, repeating in the ears of King Saul the report of Goliath. Hundreds of soldiers coming back, and they were all Goliaths because he imparted into them his fear. And they all came back afraid, and they all spoke what he said. So now it was not just Goliath. Saul may not have heard what Goliath was saying way out there on the other side of the field in the valley that separated both camps. But he sent soldiers back to speak in the ears of the king what that man had said. And he got to hear it hundreds of times. I'm going to whip you, and you're going to be our servants. No man can fight me and win. That's what Goliath was really trying to say. That's why he went out there. That's why the battle stopped between soldier and soldier. And he sent them home because he walked out there intimidating, massive. And he said, if I can preach my propaganda and they can believe it, I have won. If I can convince them that they do not serve the God who has all power. The enemy is a good deceiver. If he can convince you, you have nothing. When you have everything, you have lost. Praise the Lord. He convinced Eve that she did not have everything when she did. And he sold her nothing and she lost everything. I'm preaching truth to you tonight that power only belongs to God. You can whip this. You can overcome this. You are what? More than a conqueror through him that loves you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have to ask yourself, the question, is the struggle worth it? He gave you power to overcome and to be an overcomer, which means there are things to overcome. Which means whether it's in yourself or just exterior, either way, we've got power. Not power to walk up and punch somebody's lights out. That's not the power he's given us. Because then we have to translate the fact that the power we have sometimes causes us to walk up and be very, very patient. Not to give them a piece of our mind. We have power to withhold. Power to draw back. Amen. You understand? Not draw back from God, but draw back from being an idiot. Praise the Lord. Draw back from being caught up in the rhetoric of this world. We've got power to say no when the enemy wants to draw us in so he can hurt our conscience and cause us to have a bad day for the rest of the day because we acted a way that we shouldn't have acted or said something we shouldn't have said and we knew better. Praise the Lord. We've got power to avoid those moments. Amen. Praise God. Listen, there's no element of your flesh, even that when God fills you with the Holy Ghost, there's no element of your flesh, no affection, no lust, no anything that has power over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. This is the Word of God. And how many know that the Word of God is quick and powerful? Hallelujah. Come on. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful. sharper than any two-edged sword. You know what that's saying? The Word of God is sharper than a sword that cuts going in and cuts coming out. Yeah. Word of God said, I'm sharper than that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. I can cut stuff that sword can't see. God said, I've given you the word of my mighty power so that when something's in your life that needs to be severed from your spirit, you've got what it takes to separate it, and my cut will be so clean you'll never know it was even there. You think when God does spiritual surgery on you, he leaves scars? Hallelujah. He's able to make a perfect spiritual incision. And when he's done, you'll never know he's been there. But what shouldn't have been there isn't there anymore, because power only belongs to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. One of the biggest battles that goes on in the human brain is convincing the human mind that they can gain access again to the paradise of God after the enemy has told them they can't. When humanity has been gone so long that they believe they could never return. See, he deceived them to get them out of there, and then he deceives them again to keep them from going back. Because there's power with God, which means there's mercy with God. Amen? And the enemy would know enough to know that God's a merciful God. He'll never get back in, but you could. So he's got to keep the lie going. And if you believe the lie, not only does that make you in the end stupid, but it makes him a winner. You have power, I have power to overcome the lie. Nobody in Christ Jesus is recovering anything when he sets you free. Acts 4, Hebrews 4 and 12, let's read it right now. Turn there, I want you to look at this verse of scripture. Please understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's not going to be a fight. Right, Brother Jamie? You actually talking about some of this tonight. But you've got power to be the victor in the fight. But something has to happen here. This is where the knowledge and the understanding that comes from God must invade our mind so that it can cancel out the philosophy of the world that wants to cancel out his philosophy. Because God's philosophy always wins. It's always right. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, will he even guide you into all truth? And if any man be led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And there's no other spirit in the world that can keep you from being led by the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of truth. And if the Spirit of truth is leading and guiding you, you know, you must know, it's leading you away from lies. If you follow God, you end up saved. Not saved by the skin of your teeth. I mean saved. I mean conquering saved. Like I'm so glad I just made it out of that. I just had enough juice to get to the next place. No, you have so much power. The enemy had to let go because it didn't have enough juice to keep you. Oh, yes. We've got to let this holy, undefeated mindset get inside of us, because I'm telling you, when you allow yourself to put both feet in God and you get a hold of the power of God just right, there's this tenacious pit bull mentality in God that when it sees something that it shouldn't be there, he goes after it and tears it in pieces. I'll prove it to you scripturally. When something wasn't supposed to be in the presence of God, it was supposed to be destroyed. When it stood before 1 Samuel 15 in the presence of the prophet of God took a sword and dismembered it. I know that sounds gruesome, but that King Agag, he was supposed to already be dead by the word of God, but Saul disobeyed God. And so the prophet said, this is obedience to God. And that wicked thing that came against the people of God, that enemy of the Lord, said, listen now. Is it peace? It wasn't there blowing smoke in Samuel's face saying, fee, fi, fo, fum. No, it was there saying, oh, I'm in big trouble. Your enemies. your enemies. Let me say this one more time in the English language. Why are so many people of God acting like their enemies are greater than their God? Why is there so much victim mentality amongst the saints of God? Why isn't there, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost and you yield yourself unto God, a sword, we're going to read it in one second, a sword comes out of the sheath and looks at that issue and says, I'm going to Agag you. And Samuel hewed him in pieces before God. Now you tell me who was more than conqueror in that verse of scripture, Agag or the people of God. You must look at what it is that's trying to oppose you as something you're going to rip limb from limb. Hebrews 4. Say, preacher, that sounds awful violent. It does. Scripture says that the violent take the kingdom by force. I don't read anything about rabbit holes running scared, do you? No, the scripture says the fearful and the unbelieving have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, right? Revelation 22 and 8, I believe it is. Praise God, 21 and 8. The fearful and the unbelieving. God has not given us the spirit of fear. I wonder if I'm going to make it. What do you mean you wonder if you're going to make it? You're going to make it. The 10 reporters came back from spying out the Canaan land full of fear. Two showed up saying, what a mighty God we serve. Man, Moses, you should see what we saw. Boy, do we have a grand time in Canaan land tonight. We spent 40 days and 40 nights saying, I can't wait to get here. That's going to be my lake, my stream, my vineyards. Wow, praise God. Another spirit, the scripture says. That Joshua and Caleb were of another, isn't that right, Brother Bradley? They were of another spirit, not the spirit of fear. They were of that spirit of power that said, let's go get them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God, what a mighty God, what a mighty God. Do you believe the report of the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's all remain standing and worship Him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take unto you the whole armor of God, whereby you'll be able to do what? Stand. Praise God. Not run into a rabbit hole. Stand. When you're armed with God, you're armed with all power. Praise God. So that even stuff happening between your two ears cannot stand against the power of God. Hebrews 4 and 12 in your hearing. Hallelujah. 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 For the word of God is quick. It's alive and powerful. Praise God. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say that one more time. For the word of God is quick and powerful. It's not dead. God's not dead. Is that what Sister Lydia sings all the time? Yes. In case you forget, God sent a young person. Praise God. To remind you, God's not dead. He is still alive. God's not dead. He is still alive. Oh, God's not dead. He is still alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. Let's sing it one more time. Oh, God's not dead. He is still alive. God's not dead. He is still alive. Come on, talk to your situation. Oh, he is still alive. I feel him in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Piercing even to the dividing asunder or dividing in two, right? Watch this. Of soul and spirit, of the joint and marrow. Praise God. And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. No natural sword can do that, but the word of God can. Separate your human spirit from your soul. Separate your joints and your marrow. And can step inside of your mind and discern thoughts and not just make you feel fool because maybe some of those thoughts aren't good, but it can discern those thoughts and walk inside of those thoughts and where the arena of thoughts are and say, I don't like you, you, and you, and I'm going to tear you up right now. And I'm going to set this child free, and they're going to worship, and they're going to shout tonight, and they're going to be free forever from this because the word of God is going to sever it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Love him tonight. Love him tonight. I'm through. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, sometimes we can be captured by our own thoughts. You know, there are more than one type of habit. There's lots of natural habits that can get a hold of our lives because we give ourselves to them. But there are other types that are unseen that are just as nasty and if not more nasty. And that is including the nasty habit of believing lies. Praise God. A lie that says you can't be free. A lie that says, well, yep, that's happened before. Yep, no, you can't. You know. You'll be back. And that's got to be agagged. So that voice is never heard again. Only one voice is supreme here. It wasn't the voice that sent Elijah back on the right track and out of a wrong mindset was the still, small voice of God. Amen? When he got disappointed and all the stuff he got disappointed and went on that long, stupid journey, The scripture says it was the voice of God that got them back on track, because all power belongs to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We do not serve a powerless Savior. When he resurrected, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Yes. Praise the Lord. Listen to me, all power in heaven and in earth. Yes. Because he showed up on the scene and he tore some stuff up on earth and said, I've got everything you need. There's no reason why you can't make it. Amen. One more time, let's love him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So thank God for that helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness, the whole armor of God. Amen. Because that's what we all need to make it. I'm glad for his philosophy and his way of thinking, aren't you? Praise God. When I first started coming to church, you know, I had this sort of, I hope I can make it, hit me on the occasions just because of life and changes and all sorts of stuff. And it wasn't that I didn't feel on cloud nine, but stuff just, you know, and I was operating based upon feeling instead of the word. And I suddenly, when it was a huge revelation to me, I promised I was quitting, I'm sorry, but I'm quitting now. It was a huge revelation to me and a simple one. I've got this every single day of the week. I mean, I love church. And I can't wait to get with the people of God because they understand me. Yeah. And they've got what I've got, and the worship is powerful and awesome. Yeah. But God didn't depart from me on Monday morning. Yeah. And I discovered that when I began learning how to have personal devotion. And I'll never forget one of those first times of just pow. Boy, was I having a time. And I thought, dear Jesus, I'm having church right now. And I'm not even with the saints. Praise God. You learn quick when you walk with God how to be an overcomer, so that, you know, you're not going up and down and being drugged through the mud and life's getting the best of you all the time, and you end up with this victimized mentality. Oh, me, oh, my. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm done. God bless you. God bless all of you. Good to see you here tonight. And we're going to come back Thursday for some more power. Praise God for some more power. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.